A lot of businesses in Lower Manhattan were flooded out of their offices by Hurricane Sandy. The National Book Foundation is among them, but that did not stop the organization from hosting a big party last night to announce the winners of the National Book Awards. And as NPR's Lynn Neary reports, organizers are hoping the Book Awards will have a bigger impact this year than they have in the past.
In recent years, the National Book Awards have been criticized for nominating too many little-known authors and ignoring big names. The award, some people whispered not too softly, was losing its allure. In response, the National Book Foundation looked for ways to attract more attention. This year, they announced the finalists on morning TV, and a number of well-known writers were included among the nominees. Executive Director of the National Book Foundation, Harold Augenbraum, insists there was no change in the way the awards were judged, but he says the National Book Awards should have a higher profile.
We are trying to make to attract more attention, because I think that the more attention you attract will help us meet our goals, and our goals really is to get more people to read good literature and good writing.
The award ceremony already has its share of glitz. For several years now, it's been held in an ornate venue on Wall Street, just steps away from the New York Stock Exchange. Tim Siebels, a finalist in poetry, says he's not used to so much glamour.
The whole scene, I've never been in anything like this in my life, you know? I mean, it's like an Oscars for writers, right?
Louise Erdrich, nominated for her novel The Roundhouse, has been a finalist twice before.
It's all the more meaningful when you're older and you're writing, because you don't know if your years of writing at your very best are behind you.
The Roundhouse is both a coming-of-age story and a novel of suspense, but it also sheds light on the problems Native Americans have getting justice. And Erdrich says she hopes the National Book Awards will help bring a wider audience to the book, because she wants more people to be aware of that issue.
Recently, the New York Times reported on the lack of funding for tribal police and the enormous disparity in justice, and especially reservations, and especially for women.
Erdrich will have a chance to see if the award does have the power to attract attention. She was the winner in the fiction category. Catherine Boo, who won the nonfiction prize for her book Behind the Beautiful Forevers, also hopes to focus a spotlight on an overlooked community, a poverty-stricken neighborhood of Mumbai. In accepting the award, she thanked the people of that community for allowing her to tell their story.
And if this prize means anything, I think it's this. It's that small stories in so-called hidden places matter. And one of the reasons that they matter, I think, is because they implicate and they complicate what we generally consider to be the larger story in this country, which is the story of people who do have political and economic power.
Other winners last night were David Ferry for his collection of poems and translations, Bewilderment, and William Alexander, author of Goblin Secrets, in the Young People's Literature category. And novelist Elmore Leonard was honored for his distinguished contribution to American letters. Leonard says he was just starting what he thought might be his last novel when he got the news.
And I thought, with this kind of boost coming out of nowhere, how could I be working on my last book?
So, if nothing else, the National Book Awards this year will assure that Elmore Leonard will keep on writing. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.